Welcome back to WAMC Election Night coverage. I'm Joe Donahue with Alan Chartok. We have been reporting on House races throughout our area, and we should note that in the 20th congressional district, Paul Tonko, the incumbent, won very handily, 70-30%. And it is a great pleasure to welcome the incumbent to our airwaves. Congratulations, Congressman. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, man.
Hey, thank you so much to both of you. And look, it's been a very long campaign for this country. I want to thank the voters of the 20th Congressional District. I am pleased to be able to go back. I'm humbled by the support. And whether people voted for me or not, whether they voted or not, I want to be there to be their voice in Washington. We need to go forward and make certain we preserve Medicaid and protect our Medicare program, our Social Security. We heard a lot of talk in this campaign about the Affordable Care Act and the efforts to repeal it, when in fact people want to improve it and certainly maintain the pre-existing condition protections. So there's a lot of work here to be done. It appears as though the House may be flipping to the Democratic majority. That's uncertain at this point, but many of the races now are being called, and it's looking like we're getting to the number required.
Now, one of the races that's being called is the race directly to your south, the district that horseshoes your district, and that is the House 19th race, where Antonio Delgado is the projected winner of that race over John Faso. I'm curious as to what you make of that victory.
Well, the issues of which I just spoke were prominent in that campaign. Pre-existing condition protection, making certain that we go forward and strengthen the Affordable Care Act, that repeal it, the efforts to make certain that we invest in infrastructure, including our water infrastructure, making certain our water qualities, our water bodies are protected and of high quality, and that we have workforce development. And certainly the efforts for Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, that the Democrats have said we will continue to protect those very strong programs that are a safety net for people. And I think all of those messages resonated powerfully with working families, with middle-class values. And I think it's what we're sensing tonight as we see many of the districts out there being transformed from Republican held to Democratic held.
Okay, now, while we're on that subject, Paul,
yes.
And this may be too much in the weeds, there's going to be a big shift in power, assuming that the Democrats take the House, which we are now being told by some news organizations that they've already called. Let's assume that. Now, our wonderful Richie Neal will probably become the head of Ways and Means.
Will be tremendous.
And what's in it for you? I mean, will you have increased responsibility?
What do you get out of it?
Yeah, well, I have worked as the ranker on the subcommittee of environment that reports to Energy and Commerce. And I think that, you know, the stewardship that we have tried to advance over the EPA and the Department of Energy, making certain that our clean air, safe water, remediated soil programs are kept intact. They've been under attack by this administration. I would hope that, you know, I would be able to now be the chair of that subcommittee. I've enjoyed that assignment, but, you know, this will be for the majority to determine as we go forward if, in fact, the results are what are being projected here this evening.
Well, I hope that won't mean that because you're going to be elevated in your responsibilities that you will not find the time to come around and talk to us on the congressional corner.
Ever, a slim chance of that, sir, and no chance of that. I appreciate working with all of you at WAMC. You're highly regarded, and you're there as a sound player in the effort to communicate and inform and, learn from the general public. So, I look forward to that.
Now, I know you have to go, and we want to move on to a couple of other things before we wrap up tonight. But let me ask you about as Alan indicated, if the projections are correct, as you just said, too, if the projections are correct, what do you make of the question that will be coming up tomorrow is about Nancy Pelosi and her future?
Well, I think we need to see what the field is going to look like. Obviously, we're far from determining that the House flipped to a Democratic majority, then B, what those numbers look like, and then C, what is the field for Speaker? And, you know, there will be probably, you know, some determination coming forward as to who will be running. And at that time, I will decide what is best for the people of the 20th Congressional District as we move forward.
Congressman Paul Tonko, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. Congratulations on your victory. Congratulations on what seems to be the House victory. And we thank you very much for being with us as always.
Well, it's been a pleasure. It's been a long campaign across the country. And I think the people have spoken. And I think they want a different course of action. And the priorities have been established. It was great to see so many people participate in this election. And to both you, Alan, and Joe, thank you for the opportunity to constantly share a message with the people I represent.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks,
Paul Tonko, thank you very much.